Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Jenna, following up on the case, Barbara Jackson, do you
Yeah, I
think
was just talking to Nina about it. Tag Erin and also put in a high
that's the one?
importance non-internal node in HHA. And you can email, did you email the SC?
No, I was able to leave some messages, but I haven't emailed yet.
Email the SC, put a message in HHA, and then text
Let's
the
schedule
aide.
Erin.
No, text the aide that we're that they're that we're, so if we don't talk to the client before the end of the week, we may have to suspend services because we're worried. Don't say anything about a pop-up. You should also tag Erin and request a pop-up. While we're talking, Shelly Ellis.
Okay, Shelly Ellis.
Shelly Ellis. So Hope Washington is refusing to clock, as usual, right?
That's right. It's been in two different coordinators with me, and still the same thing.
Hold on one second. Go through the file. And it was a 3 years. And in that time, she has a 0% EBG. Okay, so tell her that... no, you can notify Shelly Ellis's SC also, and email. You should always email SCs if you can't get through because they get it. Okay? Always email the SC. Say this aide is in non-compliance for going on 2 years or 3 years now for EDV, and they are adamantly refusing to comply with state EDV laws. Can the SC please call them and say they must clock in and out? And also that you should notify that they're going to, we're going to have to suspend her employment for non-compliance if she continues. So you can give her a warning that she has till the end of the week to start clocking, or else we're going to terminate her.
I mean, they're actually threatening that they're switching agencies.
That's fine. That's no problem. Tell her that your insurance has been notified, and she can clock in before the end of the week, or she can be terminated for non-compliance.
Yeah, Robin.
Okay, Barbara Jackson, take the phone number off.
Both of them.
Any of the client's phone numbers, then put them in the notes.
I mean, the ones at HHA. Okay, I'll take them off.
Those are cell phones.
It's a cell phone. Oh, great. That's good. That's good for us. Okay, so I'll work with that. Still.
Email the SC is requesting a callback with information. So always email SCs. It's one of the best ways of talking to them.
What do you advise for PA Health Wellness? I mean, I could get some phone numbers, but I don't have an email.
PA Health Wellness, you should always tag me because I can look at the portal. And I can see the SC notes on each case. And with the PLC wellness, the SCs are like Keystone SCs. They pick up, they don't pick up. They usually have direct numbers, and sometimes they use third-party companies, which are very hard to talk to. So PLC wellness, it kind of depends on the case.
Okay. I'll talk to you then in this case with Shelly. Should we schedule the pop-up with Erin? I mean, I'm not notifying
Erin. The pop-up with Erin is when they're not communicating with us.
I got you.
Not if they're communicating and not EDV.
No, I know. I'm asking for Erin regarding Barbara Jackson. Okay, so I'll do that right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Tag it.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. Bye-bye.
Very good.